This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
Jacqueline, I see you there in your pillbox hat and your bright pink dress. Won't you sit and keep me company?
That's the song Jacqueline from the new Sarah Jarosz recording, Undercurrent. It's her fourth album, despite only just recently graduating from the New England Conservatory of Music. Sarah grew up in Texas, but made the move east and now lives in New York City, which inspired some of the songs on Undercurrent. She's playing at the Haw River Ballroom tomorrow night and joins me now. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. That song, Jacqueline, is just you and a guitar, and you recorded several songs on Undercurrent as solo pieces. What led you to that approach?
Well, I mean, with this record, even though it's my fourth record, I feel like there were a lot of firsts involved. And one of them was it being the first record I've made since moving to New York City. And it really is the first time that I've made a record not being in school as well. And so I just had a lot more time to really devote to the writing and recording process with this record. And so a lot of that time was spent alone in my apartment in New York working on these songs, and especially with a song like Jacqueline or with the other three songs on the record that are completely solo, that's kind of what kind of gave me the direction of what I knew the record was going to be like.
Did you have some mentors that you looked up to and ran into along the way that helped you out?
Oh my gosh, and endless mentors. I think that's one really special thing about this whole acoustic bluegrass folk world is that from the time that I was very small, just getting into mandolin and all this kind of music, all of my heroes were, you know, accessible to talk to and learn from, and were all along the way so generous of lending their wisdom, you know, and wanting to pass it down to this younger generation. I mean, a few of the names that come to mind immediately are, you know, Chris Thiele, all of Nickel Creek, really, Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott and Gillian Welch. And now it's really cool because I consider a lot of them to be close friends.
You co-wrote on a couple of songs here, and I wonder what you could tell me about the person that you worked on House of Mercy.
So I wrote this song, House of Mercy, with Jed Hughes, who is an incredible guitar player and singer, and we wrote that song in Nashville, and I remember it started, Jed pulled out his phone and he was going through some ideas, and it was labeled, the little voice memo was labeled Jarosz idea, and it was kind of the guitar riff at the beginning of the song, and then he also had this idea for the House of Mercy, which was a little church that he would pass by. And he lives in LA, and he's like, man, that would be cool to try to work its way into a song. And that's kind of, it was those two things that led us to writing that song and eventually recording it completely live in one room with me on octave mandolin, Jed on guitar, and Mark Schatz on upright bass.
I can hear you knocking on the door.
On your previous records, you'd be in a classroom, you'd be on tour, you'd be kind of trying to record them as well. This time you got to go to Nashville, sit down, and do it all in one sitting. Is that a better way to work or just different?
It's just different. I mean, for me this time around, it was better because, you know, it's nice to feel complete presence within any given project, you know, and I think that was more of a challenge in the past. Switching gears constantly, you know, going from the studio for a few days and then going back to Boston and, you know, having to do homework, you know, work on other kinds of music. And so this time it was such a gift to just take our time and really get to the bottom of these songs.
How do you decide the musical framework for your lyrics? And I'm thinking about the lonely sound of the banjo on Lost Dog.
Well, I think in terms of, you know, instrumentation this time around, it became apparent to me early on writing these songs that, you know, so much of the subject matter was, you know, loneliness and kind of longing and looking back. And I just really wanted to capture that sense, that sparseness within the music as well. And so I was very adamant about keeping it super stripped down.
Lost dog, something about you breaks my heart. Why you burying bones out in the yard? I don't know if I wanna know where you've been. Lost dog, maybe I'll let you in.
Green Lights is a good example of one of the songs with a more lush approach to production. How do you think the conservatory has affected your work, and does that show up specifically in some songs, or is it more general than that?
Oh, I think I was very influenced by the 4 years that I spent there. More than anything, it's more of a broad, opening of the ears. I just feel like it expanded, NEC expanded my musical palette in a way that was really exciting, and just getting the chance to study different styles of music that I hadn't been exposed to before, automatically that's going to affect the music, even if it's not in a direct way. I think texturally and, sonically, the things that you're exposed to as a musician is going to somehow find its way into your music.
Sarah Jarosz is playing the Haw River Ballroom in Saxapaha tomorrow night. Her new recording is called Undercurrent. Thanks for your time, Sarah.
Thank you so much.